All right, welcome back to the Safety Pro Podcast. In this episode, we are going to get into setting expectations to help us drive the culture we think we want when it comes to, you know, thinking about safety in our culture. In the last episode, you'll recall that I laid the groundwork for us rethinking safety culture. So this is a continuation in that series. So get ready to dive into how we can actually start the ball rolling, integrating safety into the existing business culture by setting the right expectations. All right, everybody, before we get into today's topic, I want to remind everybody, if your business is reopening after any kind of closure due to COVID, or you've continued to remain open, but you're struggling with how to mark your facilities to ensure physical distancing and relay important information about safety and health as it relates to COVID, I want you to go visit our friends over at Mighty Line Floor Tape. Mighty Line has some great products for you to mark your floors, whether it be the stand here, the 6 feet distancing, or just floor tape to denote lanes of travel. They have everything you need to mark your facility. So hit the link in the show notes, visit our friends at Mighty Line Floor Tape. They are incredible partners in safety. I can't thank them enough for their support of the podcast. Again, Mighty Line Tape for all of your floor marking needs. All right, as promised, we are going to continue our series of, you know, rethinking safety culture and safety in air quotes here. I proposed in the previous episode how, you know, we can rethink safety culture, because I think more often than not, we have this problem of we have a differential as safety professionals that we might have with, you know, operations leaders or business leaders in how we think about the culture of the company. See, we as safety professionals, we want a safety culture, whatever that is, right? And the business leaders, the company, the organization has a whole different culture in mind. Not bad, not worse, not better. It's just different. There is a focus in another area where safety plays a role. Safety supports that. But we get frustrated sometimes in thinking we have to create a safety culture, this separate safety culture that exists, right? Well, so that was in the last episode. So the last episode is the one where I talked about, you know, setting this foundation. Now we can get into the how, right? How do we do this? One of the things that we can do to get the ball rolling is setting the right expectations. And setting expectations makes or breaks everything we're trying to do. Okay, so imagine coming into a role and you as a safety professional, you're saying, you know, hey, we care about safety and health. Safety is our top priority. Safety is job one. You know, you have all the safety slogans because, you know, you came up with them. You're the safety professional and you're probably the only one in the company or at that location, or maybe one of two or three. And you've come up with this, but then when they hit the floor, they get into their role, that's it. That's the last they hear of it. It isn't bad. I mean, safety is, you know, baked into job tasks, work processes, work instructions, things like that. And they get training and everything, but it's not as you sold it, right? Is with this fervor and this excitement. So that sort of describes what we as safety professionals, you know, we lament and we go through, and that is we don't like that. We feel like that the ball has been dropped somewhere. When if we take another look at it from a different angle, we can probably see how safety can better fold into some of those efforts, right? And sort of integrate into these other processes that we have. So I also proposed that we think about the types of leaders and managers and even workers that your business needs to hire in order to fulfill the stated business goals and objectives, the why the business exists, okay? And how that actually is very powerful. And one or two safety professionals, you're not going to be able to swim against that tide in when you're talking about culture. So the trick, the key is to integrate, you know, to influence, of course, where you need to, but to integrate into that flow, into that direction, and see how we can build a stronger culture around safety, but still supporting the overall business goals of why the business exists, right? So one of those is setting expectations, roles and responsibilities. Let's start there. And these are key because when you have internal roles and responsibilities and external roles and responsibilities. So externally, you'll see a job posting somewhere on Indeed, Glassdoor, or wherever. And that external job posting kind of gives you the nuts and bolts of what you could expect to have to do on a day-to-day basis for that job, okay? Now, internal roles and responsibilities, those are a little different. Once you get hired, you'll see how roles and responsibilities play into, you know, daily standard work, weekly standard work, performance reviews and evaluations, metrics that the business has to hit, and the things you have to do to achieve those metrics on a day-to-day basis. Like if you're a supervisor and you got hired, or if you're a worker and you got hired, they spell out in a more granular detail what it is you have to do shift to shift, you know, hour to hour or whatever. Okay. Well, when we look at internal roles and responsibilities, we also want to make sure that we contribute from the safety standpoint to those roles and responsibilities. And how we do that is we bake in some of the safety checks that a machine operator would have to make. Write in or spell out the pre-shift inspection that equipment operators would have to conduct, like forklift operators, things like that. Even with managers and supervisors, we spell out any audits, inspections, coaching, trainings they're expected to achieve, but then also maintain going forward. We spell that out in roles and responsibilities. And that will define sort of what we expect them to do when they step into that role. It's very important. So the thing about writing these in a specific way is you have to be able to observe the activity and measure it, right? Whether it was completed or whether they had conducted it, not just, you know, pass fail, but also, you know, from a qualitative standpoint that they're actually achieving what we hope they achieve with this. So if it's, you must have a safety stand-up, safety has to be kicked off at every stand-up meeting. They may be able to check the box that, yeah, we talked about safety. We asked if anyone had any safety issues. Well, how you check the qualitative part is, as a safety professional, you do your audits after the shift meeting starts periodically, where you go through and you talk to associates, you interview workers, or you check for the boards being updated, the meeting board being updated. You can kind of tell and get a sense that, you know, they're not doing this. And that gets us away from what we typically see written in these roles and responsibilities. And that is, you know, manager must support or create a strong safety culture. Well, what the heck is that? Yeah, I mean, how do I know that you're doing that? Well, you would kick off every meeting with a safety topic of the day based on the trends that are happening in your department, okay? So write that. That's what you write. That's one of the things you would write. Being responsive to associate safety complaints and concerns that get reported. Okay, well, then we need to be tracking the closure rate for those things as they're logged and entered by workers, right? So you could see now how we're going to get into the next, you know, phase, which I'm going to save it to for the next episode, which is standard work, but it kind of feeds into, oh, I'm starting to see now what managers are going to have to be doing throughout their shift at some point from day to day, because I've written these expectations in a way that I use verbs, right? They're measurable. I can observe somebody doing these things versus before, where I would simply say, you must foster a culture of safety. You must support safety in your department. That's vague. It's subjective. And it leads to too many variables from one manager to another in how they actually do that. We need to define the how, which gets them to the next one, which is the what they have to do every day, right? So first, we have to rethink safety culture. We have to rethink how we are approaching culture. Then we have to set the right expectations, and they have to be written in measurable, observable terms. Another great example of this, and then I'll move on, is that, you know, must operate forklift in a safe manner. You've probably heard me mention this in another episode. This is an example I love to give because it's a common one. So I would always ask people who write that in their policy and procedure for forklift operators, you know, yeah, you got to complete the training, right? And then it says, but, you know, must operate in a safe manner. So I would ask, if I were to watch that operator, how would I know they're operating in a safe manner? And they would say things like, well, they would, do their pre-check. They would wear their seatbelt. They would stop at all intersections. Now, I'm not suggesting you write every one of these bullet points out in the roles and responsibilities. That's going to be in your policy, your forklift policy, right? So it's okay to reference something that spells this stuff out in the roles and responsibilities. Must operate in accordance with the forklift policy, right? And then the policy then spells this stuff out. I could actually observe somebody operating a forklift and I'll know if they are operating in accordance with that standard, with that policy or procedure. So we have to be very careful how we write these things, because that's going to manifest itself into the actions, the observable or measurable outcomes that we either want or we don't want to see. Okay. So it all comes out of setting the right expectations. And I would encourage you to get involved with HR or whoever in writing these into roles and responsibilities, and then getting into policies and procedures. I've talked to many colleagues. I've had folks, you know, on the podcast, you know, interviewing, and we have all different approaches, you know, how we write policies and procedures. Okay. So to me, I boil it down into two areas, right? A policy simply states that you have to do something, right? A procedure spells out how you can achieve that. So if your company says each location or this location shall establish an effective powered industrial truck, you know, program, you know, that's a policy. The procedure is how you're going to manage training employees, track them, issue licenses, program materials you're going to follow for the training, who the certified trainers are. You're going to spell all of that out, okay? And you need to be specific, because if you're vague in those areas, the procedures, if you're vague and leave gaps and you leave a lot up to interpretation, that's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get individuals' interpretation on how I can meet that standard, meet that requirement. Okay, so procedures are tricky. That's where I have typically, you know, historically seen things fall apart, is when you don't have clear procedures and guidance for individuals. So get into your policies and procedures. Make sure that those are written appropriately. Make sure that they're not vague, and make sure that they're measurable, they're observable, and they'll drive the metrics that will tell you whether or not we're achieving the intended purpose of that policy and procedure. So, you know, you kind of see, as a safety professional, we always talk about this, like, you know, leading indicators, predictive measure methods, you know, what metrics do I set up? Well, what are you trying to achieve? What's important for you to measure? These are all things that if you start at this point and move forward, you'll see how the metrics and the measurements that you're going to have to track and the dashboards you're going to have to create they're going to come out of these things that you're trying to do. So we started with something that was very vague, right? Somewhat elusive, which is, you know, rethinking safety culture. And then we started talking about, all right, well, let's address roles and responsibilities. Let's, you know, when we recruit and hire and when somebody takes on this job, this is what it means to be a supervisor, a shift supervisor at this company. This is what it means to be an equipment operator at this company. This, we're going to bake safety into that. And then it's going to also spell out what you're going to have to do on a day-to-day basis. You know, the what you're going to have to do. Well, that tells us as safety professionals how we can measure how successful they are. Okay. And I went back earlier about, you know, using a job board or a meeting board, a team board, or whatever you want to call these things. We can do an audit of those, is the quality of how they're kept up. We can measure how responsive managers are and supervisors are to safety concerns that are logged and that are assigned to them. Just like we can with maintenance, we can measure how responsive they are at closing work orders and conducting PMs. I mean, those are the dashboards we want. Those things are telling us, okay, we may have some roadblocks here. Let's dig into this a little bit. You know, why is it that we're slipping a little on this, that, or the other metric? And then see how you can improve. But that's the goal, right? I wanted to get us started down this path, and that is setting the right expectation. We have to be careful how we communicate expectations. We can't be vague. They have to be specific enough that we can measure or observe and that individuals know what we're talking about. We don't leave it up to each individual to interpret, you know, inject their definition to our statement of you have to foster a culture of safety, you know, on your team. You're going to get people doing it different ways. We have to have a certain level of prescribed approach, right? And then through partnership and learning from each other, we can adapt and we can actually tweak our programs going forward. And that right there is where the collaboration and the learning and the growth comes in. But, you know, you have to have a starting point. Okay. So I wanted this episode to focus on, look, let's set the right expectations. Look at roles, responsibilities, internal, external. Look at policies and procedures. Those are two different things. And then get into work instructions, job safety analysis, you know, get with your quality teams if they have these work instructions and technical instructions laid out. Make sure that you're actually taking part in contributing to those, because they're going to be important. And the reason why is because these are, you see this now, these are all connected. We see this interconnectivity. They're all integral. There isn't this separate safety policy that we have sitting out over here on the side. We need to integrate it into the management processes and principles and the job descriptions and the work instructions. If an operator is reading a work instruction and it's just covering all the quality steps and checks, and then over here on the side we have a laminate that's hanging there that talks about the safety checks, those can be conflicting. They're written in different font. They're in different locations. We're complicating this for the worker. Put it in that existing document that they're probably going to be focused on, like laser focused on. Okay. So do those things. This is going to be a quick episode. I wanted to get it out because it's going to set us up for the next episode that I want to get into, and that is standard work. I'm talking to colleagues about standard work. I'm getting, you know, different, you know, input from different individuals from different industries about standard work. So I hope to really bring standard work to that episode in a way that most of you can, or all of you is the goal, but that can walk away with something tangible that you can actually go back to your, you know, companies and actually look at the standard work that you have developed as it relates to safety. And I'm talking about managers, supervisors, even safety managers, standard work. But even just individual workers having standard work developed that will help drive this focus on safety being a natural part of what it is we have to do every day. And that will, that's what's going to create and influence culture. So that's my soapbox episode today. I apologize if I kept it too short. Let me know what you think. You can head on over to the Safety Pro Podcast community where, you know, we have ongoing discussions about these and other topics, of course. I actually posted a download for premium members over on the Safety Pro Podcast community that spells out roles and responsibilities for various levels of an organization. So that's a download that premium members get to take advantage of. Think about becoming a premium member. You get to access all of the training videos and the free Friday downloads that we have going on over there. You get to also interact with all the other premium members and comment and reply and even create posts yourself. So you become a content creator over there as a premium member. Free members, you get to see and read and view all of the free content. And again, if you want to, you know, reply and interact and even create your own content over there to share your experiences with other safety professionals, think about becoming a premium member over at the Safety Pro Podcast community. I'll have a link in the show notes to get you over there. You can check it out. You can even check it out for free for 30 days. After that, it's like $5 a month. You don't have any obligation to continue to join. Use free 30 as a code to get 30 days free. Again, no obligation to stay on as a premium member. We would love to have you come check it out and participate in the community. And I will talk to you on the next Safety Pro Podcast episode.